down because of that deadly earthquake, that 6.4 magnitude quake killing 9 people, injuring at least 1,000 more. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Ever wake up hungry for more? So does Burger King. Introducing our new 4 for $3 breakfast deal. Just $3 gets you a crisp sandwich, 3 French toast sticks, small hash browns, and a small coffee. That's just $3 for all 4 of your breakfast favorites at Burger King. Crisp sandwich, French toast sticks, hash browns, coffee. It's a whole lot for a whole little. Get the new 4 for $3 breakfast deal now. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary.
Two Democratic Party organizations going to sue Arizona today. The Democratic National Committee and the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee plan to file a federal lawsuit because of hours-long lines during last month's primary election. The lawsuit arguing that unfair voting practices disenfranchised voters, particularly minorities. Democrats say the lawsuit is aimed at preventing a repeat of problems they say could suppress the vote in November's general election. A California taxi service for kids is being pushed to the curb by a tight money environment. The San Francisco Bay Area ride-hailing company Shuttle is shutting down today. Shuttle CEO Doug Ailey says the business that started rolling in the fall of 2014 ran out of money and couldn't generate any new fundraising. Shuttle carefully screening drivers and contracting with parents and caregivers to provide on-demand paid rides for unaccompanied children. Its drivers, almost all women, including many teachers and child care providers. This is USA Radio News.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
Some uncomfortable moments in North Korea when they try launching an intermediate-range missile on Friday. They were trying to mark the 104th anniversary of the birthday of the country's eternal president, so they launched this missile from the East Coast about 5:30 local time, but it didn't go off as planned, exploding not long after launch. The U.S. not commenting on that launch yet. Well, Donald Trump's campaign manager is thankful at a decision by a Florida prosecutor. USA Radio's Chris Barnes following this story.
This office will not be filing charges against Corey Lewandowski for battery.
Florida State Attorney David Arenberg acknowledging that probable cause did exist for Donald Trump's campaign manager to be charged by police, but prosecutors have higher standards when it comes to filing criminal charges.
We have the burden of proving each case beyond a reasonable doubt.
Police in Jupiter, Florida charging Corey Lewandowski with simple battery after he allegedly grabbed and bruised the arm of a reporter at a Trump event there last month. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Florida middle school teacher resigning after making her students fill out a form that asked how privileged they were. Yoselis Ramos of Monroe Middle School in Tampa was suspended last week after parents complained. She said her goal was to teach the students about diversity and inequality, but the school district said it wasn't part of the curriculum and she resigned. Bernie Sanders visits the Vatican today. After last night's debate, he took an overnight flight to Rome due to deliver an address at an economic conference later today. This is USA Radio News.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
For too long in America, we've been putting off funding infrastructure, saying we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But on August 1st, 2007, hundreds of vehicles tried crossing the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and disaster struck. The I-35 bridge collapsed. 13 people were killed, 145 were injured, and traffic was obstructed for over a year. It didn't have to happen. Years before, inspectors had rated the bridge structurally deficient, but they were ignored. In New Jersey, we have 479 bridges carrying 8.2 million vehicles a day that are rated worse, and we can't afford to ignore that. As of June 30th, the state's Transportation Trust Fund will be empty. We need to replenish it so that our roads and bridges can be fixed and future problems prevented. And we can. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com to find out how. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
And the weather forecast for today begins with sunny skies and a high near 64 degrees. Calm winds becoming easterly around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tonight, patchy frost between 4 a.m. and 5 a.m., otherwise clear with a low around 37 degrees. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour will become calmer as the evening wanes. Saturday, we start with sunny skies and a high near 65. Northeasterly winds between 8 and 10 miles per hour. On Saturday night, clear skies and a low around 34 degrees. Northeasterly winds around 6 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. On Sunday, we have sunny skies and a high near 69 degrees and northerly winds between 3 and 7 miles per hour. Sunday night, mostly clear skies with a low around 43. Monday, start your work week with continued warm temperatures, the high reaching 75 degrees with sunny skies, and Monday night becoming partly cloudy with a low around 48.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And you're listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. Hunterdon County is the home of Hunterdon Helpline, and we are the 47-year-old social service institution helpline for the county, right here in your midst, answering your needs and challenges 24/7, 365 days of the year. Hands Across Hunterdon is Hunterdon Helpline's radio show here every Friday morning at 10 a.m. And I'm Susan Lax, host of the show. Happy to share with you what's going on from a nonprofit point of view, from social services, but also who are the movers and the shakers in the county that are paying it back, paying it forward, giving back, being generous. There's so many ways to describe it. But the bottom line are people who are committed to helping others reach their potential. So welcome. It's a gorgeous day. absolutely beautiful. We have a wonderful, wonderful weekend in store for us. Definite spring temperatures, I'm happy to say, even though I had some frost on the car and in my pastures on the farm this morning. Quickly turned to dew, my dogs were running around getting all wet from it. But it was just a glorious, glorious morning. Absolutely beautiful. And my husband has been seeding the pastures for the last few weeks. And everything's starting to look green. So the horses are happy too. Still have some fence posts and slip rails waiting to be fixed due to all that wind we had a couple of weeks ago. But otherwise, spring is definitely in the air. Such a great time of the year. And I'm freezing all the time, always cold, but I don't mind. I just don't mind putting on a sweater or what have you. It's just when that sun is shining, boy, it makes us all feel wonderful, doesn't it? So, thinking about feeling wonderful, not everybody does. And it is something that we look at every day here at Hunterdon Helpline. Who is suffering? Who needs help? Who needs just a little boost to get them back on track? And our phone lines come in with all kinds of issues, whether it's I can't pay my utility bill, to I recently moved here from another country and would like to learn English, to I don't have a place to stay tonight and I need shelter. So lots of different reasons that people call. We have seniors who we speak to every day and making sure that they're okay so that they can stay where they are in their own homes and lead an independent life. We have people who are looking for employment, so our work and activity program assists them with that. And also our collaboration with all the other organizations that refer back to us or need the information to help their clients. Very, very important that we all work together to find the solutions for those in need. In fact, I have two representatives from Safe in Hunterdon coming after the show to talk to me about what they do and learn a little bit more about Hunterdon Helpline so that they can refer their clients to us when they have issues that are outside the realm of Safe. I met with a bunch of people the other day as part of the county's Comprehensive Emergency Assistance Systems Committee. We are coming up with a 10-year plan to prevent homelessness. We'd like to say eradicate homelessness. I don't know if that's actually possible, but certainly we can help prevent it for people who are at risk. We can certainly divert someone from their current situation of being homelessness to something else. And we're hoping that even though more new people might be in the county who are struggling over the next 10 years, that we have a plan for them so that they don't have to be homeless. And that's important. Nobody wants to be in that situation, and anybody can be in that situation. It just takes one crisis, whether it's the loss of a job, a sudden medical issue, something which seems as simple as car repair, so that you can't get to a job. And obviously the snowball gets bigger and bigger. Anyone can find themselves in this situation. And I think that's the important message, that while we think we might be secure today, something might happen tomorrow that puts us in a different place. So this committee, currently it comprises Fisherman's Mark, United Way, the Division of Social Services, Family Promise, of course, Hunterdon Helpline. And we have a representative sitting with us from Monarch Housing, which is an organization that is whose focus is housing and, needless to say, homelessness. So, but we're going to probably expand that committee because there are other organizations who are working with homeless every day, and it's very important to have everybody at that table when we devise this 10-year plan. And really what the 10-year plan is going to ultimately be, we hope, is an ask for a homeless trust fund so that we are better equipped financially to help those in need and to address the homelessness issue here in Hunterdon County. So we're going to talk about that and more issues that affect us here every day and affect our neighbors after these messages.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show for every Friday morning between 10 and 11. I'm Susan Lax, your host of the show, and we have been talking about a new, I guess you could call it initiative, in the county, in the realm of social services. I am a member of the Hunterdon County Comprehensive Emergency Assistance Systems Committee, and that falls under the Human Services Advisory Council, which falls under the Department of Human Services. And basically what CEHS is all about is food, clothing, shelter, emergency needs for those in need. How do we address that when suddenly we have a resident who is dealing with a crisis, or we have someone who is chronically homeless and is not eligible for your public assistance programs that normally would assist somebody? How do you address a crisis, even when something happens or a disaster like Sandy, and suddenly we have people who are out of their homes, people who are in need of electricity and other amenities? I really don't want to call them amenities because they're things that we need, that we certainly come to rely on. And we all know what it was like during Sandy. We lost power for almost, just about 3 weeks. And it was not fun. I'm glad to say that it was great coming to work because we have a generator in the building and very rarely will that go out. But it was, certainly wasn't fun, even with the generator we had at home, which didn't light up the whole house. And so we did have the refrigerator going and other things. We were able to charge our cell phones. But what about the people who don't have that during a disaster like Sandy? What about our senior neighbor who is in the house and does not have a generator and is coping all by his or herself? So all of these things fall on this committee's purview to study what the needs are and where funding should go and how we address these things. So I was saying that we have developed a 10-year plan committee to do exactly that, create a 10-year plan to end homelessness in Hunterdon County. And that's a big endeavor. Hopefully we can manage to get close to that. I don't believe that anywhere in time we will end homelessness because crisis befalls each and every one of us at a different time and leaves us in a different state. I believe there was homelessness back in cavemen's times, and we will always have it. However, when someone is at risk or when someone is homeless, can we change that situation for them? So they may become homeless, but can we immediately turn it around? Do we have the programs, the services, the funding, and all of that to make that change in that person's life? That I believe we can definitely do. Absolutely. And people are doing it every day. People are coming up with different types of solutions in different communities all across the United States. So we can do it. We just have to figure out how do we do it for Hunterdon County with the resources that we have here, whether it be through government departments, whether it be through the nonprofits and other organizations dealing with this issue on an ongoing basis, or even businesses, developers, people who own homes that are for rent, all the way to a developer who could possibly build low-income housing. We're in this together is really the bottom line. All of us together can address this issue, and all of us together can come up with solutions and things to do and put in the elbow grease. So we're looking at this 10-year plan, and we're making sure, too, that it's not your typical, you know, how many times I've owned a few businesses. You start out with that 5-year business plan. Do you stay with it? Do you every month say, am I following it? Oftentimes we don't. We put it out there. It sounds great. We get busy. It falls under a few papers on our desk. But in this case, we are very much committed to this 10-year plan in terms of a timeline. What are we going to do, first of all, across that 10-year period? And how are we going to track it? How are we going to keep it alive? How are we going to measure the outcomes and the successes and the barriers? Are the goals being met? If they're being met, did we have a success? Did we not have a success? What was the bump in the road? So we're very committed to this being a working document, something that we are going to constantly look at, constantly address in terms of where we are along that timeline. And I think that is huge. We can come up with all kinds of solutions, But if we're not following that plan, what good are the solutions? It sounds good to say them. It sounds good to write them on paper. So that 10-year plan must be followed. We're at the infancy stages, but we're looking at a lot of different things in terms of what can be done for the prevention of homelessness. And if we had a homelessness trust fund, where would those monies go? Would it be towards investing in a housing situation that could get somebody off the streets or out of the typical shelter that we do in Hunterdon County and sort of catapult them, if you will, with the programs and services they need to make the changes in their lives so that they are no longer homelessness? Is it something that is more immediate in terms of we know that this person would not be homeless or is headed towards homelessness and will not become homeless if someone would just right now in the midst of this crisis pay their bills? And would that alleviate their problems for the future? We're not talking about paying bills that obviously lead to more need for paying bills, but truly change a person's life around. And I believe that part can be done. I believe that Hunterdon County is full of resources, full of organizations with programs and services. Maybe some of them need to be tweaked a little bit in order to address homelessness and how we can better solve it or prevent it. We have so many organizations in our county. You know, Helpline runs 24/7. And when people call in and they get the answers that they need, hopefully they get the programs and services linkage that they need and the information, oftentimes they say to us, you know, Hunterdon County has so many resources. My friend or my relative lives in another county and they just don't seem to have these same resources. And I think this is the place to live because you can get help here. Well, part of me says, are the other places doing the outreach that they need to do to say that there are these programs and services there as well? Because that could be a problem. But I do like to think that when I sit down at all these committees, whether it's a CEASE committee, whether it is the Human Services Advisory Council or the Transportation Advisory Council or the Providers Council with the Mental Health Board. There's so many different committees that I sit on, and I'm amazed at the people who are sitting around the table. These are very committed individuals who not just professionally are committed, but personally are committed to what they do. And I think that makes a difference. They don't want to go home at the end of the day. They don't want to leave their work on their desk. Now, maybe with work-life balance and for their health, they should. Oftentimes, my family tells me I should. But I want to give credit where credit is due. And the people that I work with through these other organizations are just inspiring. You know, as a nonprofit, obviously I'm always asking for money for Hunterdon Helpline, and we need it. But because I work with these other organizations and I see their commitment, and they also in turn help our clients, and there's never a hesitation, when I go to donate, I definitely obviously donate to Hunterdon Helpline. But you know what? I also donate to some of these other organizations too, because I don't just believe in what they're doing. I trust them to do what they are doing. And that's a difference. I trust them to do what they are doing. Meals on Wheels, Regina and Joanne at Meals on Wheels, we can call them up for a client. And an hour later, that client is served. That's amazing. That is amazing. We get a random call from a senior in the county, and this has happened repetitively, who says, I have nothing, nothing to eat in my house. The cupboards are truly bare. The refrigerator has nothing in it. And we call Meals on Wheels and get that person connected. And within an hour, they have gotten food over to that individual. That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. We work with Family Promise all the time. They're homeless families who are in need of employment. We've already, through Work and Activity, placed two of the moms who are clients of theirs with jobs, and they're doing well. But maybe they need something else that's not a program of Hundred and Helpline. Needless to say, First Assist kicks in, our overarching program and reason for Hundred and Helpline. It's our 24-hour service for people in need. And we're able to help them find the resources that those clients need. And we do this all the time, all the time. It really is amazing that Hundred and Counties, organizations, and the government divisions as well work so closely together that it really becomes almost as though Hundred and County itself is just one big organization that just reaches out to the various arms, if you will, to assist someone. One organization can't do it, they know to ask another organization. If they don't know who to ask, who do they call? They call us, Hundred and Helpline, 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357, which is HELP. So 782-HELP, so you can remember it. Or call on the 1-800 number, 272-4630, 1-800-272-4630, or visit us on the internet at www.helplinehc.org. HelplineHC, all one word, no space, no hyphens, .org. And I will be right back after these few messages.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The head of the Republican National Committee is calling out Donald Trump for his complaining about the election system. Prince Priebus says it's the same system that's been used for years.
It was the same system that elected Abraham Lincoln. It's pretty much the same system that the Democrats use. Delegates and voters choose the nominee. That's what's happening.
All three major Republican candidates appeared at a gala in New York last night. Donald Trump talked about how everybody loves New York.
The values that make us love this state, which has been a symbol of American strength throughout the world, no matter where you go, they love New York.
If you're panicking, today is April 15th and you don't have your taxes done, well, take a deep breath. You've got a few extra days. Americans have until Monday to file their taxes because Washington, D.C. celebrates Emancipation Day today. Everyone in the nation gets a break. USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Rusty Humphries. You know, we Americans, we're more health conscious than ever before. We're trying to increase the amount of exercise we get, reduce our weight, and to reduce our blood pressure. Now, if you're one of millions of Americans trying to reduce your blood pressure, there's a great new way to help you do it. It's called the Zona Plus, and it can help you lower your blood pressure using isometric therapy. Now, the science behind the Zona Plus, it was discovered while doing research with the Air Force, and you can check it all out at ZonaPlus.com. 22 clinical studies have shown that regular use can result in an average decrease of 10% or more in systolic and diastolic blood pressure. Plus, it's safe. It's completely drug-free and easy to use. Call 877-494-1616. Lower your blood pressure the safe and natural way. Zona Plus, 877-494-1616. Find out about our money-back guarantee, too. 877-494-1616, ZonaPlus.com.
The weather forecast for Hunterdon County begins with a beautiful sunny day today at a high near 64, Calm winds becoming easterly around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tonight, patchy frost between 4 a.m. and 5 a.m., otherwise clear with a low around 37, and southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour becoming calmer as the evening goes on. Saturday, sunny with a high near 69, north winds between 3 and 7 miles per hour, and Sunday night mostly clear with a low around 43. Monday, sunny skies with a high near 75. And then Monday night, partly cloudy with a low around 48. And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. Hunterdon County's 47-year-old institution delivering social service programs and services free to anyone is, of course, Hunterdon Helpline. Your host of the show, I'm Susan Lax, director of Hunterdon Helpline. And we've been talking about how the various organizations and government work together in Hunterdon County to bring success to those who are in need. It's not always easy. Some of these issues, you know, for eons we've been looking at them. Can you eradicate homelessness? Can you eradicate the social ills? Maybe, maybe not, but you certainly, certainly, certainly can make a difference. Absolutely make a difference. Absolutely get somebody off the street and into a program if they have addictions. Absolutely help somebody pay a bill so that their electricity goes back on and they can get to work and they can do what they need to do to pay their future bills. Absolutely provide education so somebody can successfully seek employment and become employable, but also take it to the next step and get a better job so that everything else falls into place, whether it's paying the bills, whether it's taking care of the car to get to work, health care, etc., to stay well, to show up at the job. So I've really been amazed, like I said before, working with all these different agencies and being on the committees with them. I'll give you a case, another wonderful case in point about collaboration and progress here in Hunterdon County. One of the big issues every time we look at things like homelessness, like our senior population, all those bumps in the road, ironically and pun intended, they all filter down into one bucket sometimes, and that bucket is transportation. And we can talk about wanting transportation in Hunterdon County, and we can talk about the lack of transportation being a barrier to the workforce, to employment, to health care, on and on and on and on. But I have to say, I have now been on the Transportation Advisory Council under the auspices of the Department of Human Services for, I think, close to 4 years, if not 4 years. And we have talked about the issues. We have made suggestions. We have participated in aspects of grant writing that hopefully bring in some more money to Hunterdon County for transportation. We've pretty much done the gamut and participated in surveys, participated in research. And I am happy to say, if you don't know it already, the difference can currently be seen in the change in the link scheduling and availability. We now have two routes going through Flemington that don't just start from A and go to Z, but one's going from A to Z while the other's going from Z to A. This has cut down in ride time for the consumer, something that we've talked about for quite some time, years in fact, and created more of a I'd like to say a transportation, I guess, network, so that we're out there, and now it looks a little bit more like an actual transportation system in an urban environment. It's amazing. It is amazing that Erin Newcomb, who heads this division under Human Services, has been able to do this. And already we're seeing the results. Like I said, ride times are far less. Another great thing that has come out, and because Human Services has listened to not only the committee, not only the Transportation Advisory Council people, but to the community. And there is now a route from Flemington to RVCC and the mall in Somerset. That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. We don't live in a vacuum. We don't live in a bubble. And obviously, we want to travel from Hunterdon County to other counties, whether for education, whether it be for shopping. So this is also, out of all the work that the people sitting around this table have talked about for quite some time, have done the homework, HART, headed by Tara Shepherd and her crew, has played an enormous role in this, and it is just amazing that we see the fruits of all of that collaboration in this new routing system and also in the new route itself from Flemington to Somerset. It's small. This is certainly an incremental change, but you can see that through this incremental change, more and more will be on the horizon. And it may take another year, 2 years, even 5 years. But there's obviously hope, because if this could be accomplished, think of what we can accomplish in the future. Again, through this collaboration. So many people are sitting at that Transportation Advisory Council. Obviously, Hunterdon Helpline. Meals on Wheels has sat there because the seniors utilize the link. It was, after all, created as a paratransit system, and so our seniors are first and foremost the immediate consumers, persons with disabilities, the immediate consumers that it serves, but more and more people are utilizing the link to get to work, to get to shopping. So, very important. Consumers are sitting around the table. Like I said, Tara Shepherd of HART sitting around the table. United Way has a place at the table. There are government divisions, social services sitting at the table. And it's, again, the result of collaboration amongst these groups that progress was made. And it's testimony to this collaboration that in Hunterdon County, we do work together and we get results. We're not separate islands. We're not doing our own thing without the other. Certainly, Hunterdon Helpline has done this for 47 years by being the helpline of the county, by being the information and referral agency, if you will, for the county, knowing who's who, what they do, who's behind the phone call, et cetera, and being able to refer not just the clients but other organizations to the appropriate entity that will help solve their problem. So this is our job. But when we sit around the table with these other agencies and truly, first of all, for us, keep abreast of what they're doing, how they're doing it, and if they still have funding to do it. That's important. And people should realize that we can say what our mission is, we can say what our vision is, but we still always have to have the money to do it. And I don't care if you're the government, I don't care if you're a nonprofit, I also don't care if you're a business. We have a lot of businesses in the area that are devoted to helping people through their for-profit means. And they can't do it either without funding. So government and nonprofits are no different than businesses. But to sit around the table and realize, my goodness, we just affected change. That's crazy good, as I like to say. And very, very impressive. So there's a perfect example of something that has happened by this collaboration, by these committee meetings, which I have to tell you, I go to a lot of committee meetings, and it's very funny. I see a lot of the same people. We take out our calendars. We do a doodle to see, you know, when can we have the next meeting. It takes up a lot of our time, and sometimes we do question it. Is our time better spent on the committee, or is our time better spent back at the ranch in our offices? And I will have to tell you that seeing the changes from these committees, like I said, Transportation Advisory Council being one of those definite results-oriented committees, we see it now with the link, it is worth our time to sit there and to collaborate and to share information. Sometimes the sharing of information takes a while. We don't see the results as immediate as we want. But again, it's coming, and I'm just so proud of Human Services, HART, and those other organizations sitting around the table to have affected this change and created these routes with the link. Have to take another break, and then we'll be back.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
And you're back to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show. Thanks to the wonderful Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio Station. I'm Susan Lax, host of the show, and we have been talking about the collaboration in Hunterdon County to effect change. Collaboration amongst government, nonprofits, for-profits to effect change. We talked about the new link routes that came about as a result of the Transportation Advisory Council and the Department of Human Services. And now I'm going to tell you another wonderful committee that I attend where there's collaboration. This is indicative of truly having nonprofits and businesses sitting around the table as well as government. And that's the Senior Health Coalition of Hunterdon County. It is a sponsored committee of the Huntington Healthcare Systems. It is led by Linda Bryant, who is the director of the geriatric programs, as well as the Memory Loss Center, and so forth. Her credentials go on and on and on. Fabulous. And she is our leadership on the Senior Health Coalition. So every year, the Senior Health Coalition puts on what they call Caregivers Appreciation Day. This year, it is on April 30th, and it is at Polytech, usually is at Polytech, and they are the students there are wonderful. They participate in this day by providing lunch and different amenities that they're learning how to do, like cosmetology and car detailing, so forth and so on. All the wonderful things that Polytech does. The students are there on a Saturday afternoon, I might remind you. That's tough. That's tough for high school kids. And giving their all to caregivers in the county for a day of respite, for information, for pampering. So it is the Senior Health Coalition and Polytech hosting this annual event. This year it's called Life is a Journey for Caregivers. It's on Saturday, April 30th, and it starts at 12 o'clock. It ends at 3 o'clock at the Huntington County Polytech Central Campus, and that, of course, is at 10 Junction Road in Flemington. Registration begins at 12 p.m. It is a free program for the caregivers and the people they serve. If they need to bring their loved one with them, then they certainly can. We have activities for them so that the caregiver can be pampered, get the information that they need through the presentations, and find out the information that and the resources that are available from all the participating agencies. So it brings together agencies, businesses that serve older adults, and again, government. The Division of Senior Services is there. It's an opportunity for the caregivers to discover community resources available to them. And like I said, get pampered with complimentary services that include manicures, blood pressure checks, car washing, chair massages, therapeutic foot massages. And there is even going to be this year a workshop on social media and how to use Facebook. That's huge. That is huge. Well, we're all on Facebook, I suppose. Some of us more than others. And now we'll get some tutoring in how to use it. If you have grandkids and want to see the pictures and so forth, it's great. If you just want to communicate with friends. But there is going to be this instruction, which I think is just great, wonderful. So all these different things are going to happen that day. And local author and certified Alzheimer's educator Patty Kerr is going to be the guest speaker. So, of course, she's going to have quite a bit of information, quite a bit of information. This is a result of the people sitting around the Senior Health Coalition committee table. Again, we've got Senior Services, government, Anita's Angels, for-profit, Comfort Keepers, for-profit. We've got Right at Home, Home Instead, for-profit. We have many of the facilities, Rolling Hills, Huntington Care Center. We have, obviously, divisions of Huntington Healthcare Systems sitting around the table. So many different folks representing different areas. Again, business, government, and nonprofit coming together, brainstorming what this community needs, what of the barriers that we face every day as senior service providers. And it's amazing. I learned so much. Again, I'm able to take it back to Huntington Helpline, to our community resource specialists, update information we have on these programs and services. Very, very important. If you would like to register, Very simple. You're going to call Claudia after April 1st, which it's after April 1st, at 908-581-5251. Remember, for the Caregivers Appreciation Day, you can bring your loved one if you need to. There'll be separate activities, or the same activities. But I do encourage you to register early. It is a fabulous program. We've done it for years. There'll be entertainment as well. So again, to register for it, April 30th, 12 o'clock, call Claudia at 908-581-5251. So that's another example, again, of all these different entities, organizations, businesses, agencies coming together to do something for the community that is so worthwhile and very, very important. I do want to remind everyone that when you're a nonprofit, funding is huge. So I'm going to direct you now to another event, and that's the Women's Leadership Summit 2016, sponsored by the Women's Business Forum of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. It is Tuesday, April 19th, from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Ryland Inn. And the reason I'm pinpointing this today is because it's apropos to what I'm talking about. One of the speakers is Georgine Trinkle, who is the Deputy Director of NorwestCAP. Again, someone that I work with on various committees to effect change in Hunterdon County. And Georgine is going to be giving a breakout session presentation called Philanthropy on a Budget. And if I could just read the blurb, during this session, Georgine will explore five effective ways that you can explore and enhance your connections while doing great things within your local community. How you can apply your talents and skills to further help nonprofit organizations succeed and do well. Most importantly, you will discover how donating your time to your favorite causes can have a tremendous influence and impact on all involved. We can't get to these meetings without funding. We can't get to these resources without the volunteers that help us provide the resource. Hunterdon Helpline has over 90 volunteers. If you think I could afford a staff like that, But with volunteers, we make it happen. And we make it happen by providing literacy services. We make it happen by providing our work connectivity program for employment, our programs, telephone reassurance, friendly visitor, etc., for our seniors, and of course the umbrella program and service, which is First Assist, our 24-hour helpline. What Georgine is talking about is that each and every one of you can help us accomplish our mission, can help us accomplish the changes we want to effect in our community that I have illustrated through these various committees. Yes, homelessness can be prevented. Yes, we can improve the link. And yes, we can reach out to the caregivers who are growing in number because our senior population is growing in number. So again, Women's Business Forum, there's a lot of other speakers going on and or participating. It's going to be a great day. Again, that's Tuesday, April 19th. And you want to contact the Chamber of Commerce to sign up for that. And again, shout out to Georgine for providing this presentation. Very, very important. Our show is done for today. I hope you found out some things you didn't know before about what goes on in your county and what all those hands across Hunterdon are doing to make it a better place to work, play, and live. We'll see you next week. Until then, have a great day.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.